Johnny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, guys, we are back with your host, Big Lance and
Phil.
And tonight we're going to do a little double feature that we have never really done before.
Yeah, we're going to get into a little Rob Zombie-ish movies.
Now we have done, I think we did do a double feature on our original first couple episodes, but this will be the first one that we do with the same director.
Well, granted, we did Lost Boys 2 and 3, The Tribe.
But that's not two separate movies. That's a trilogy or a sequel to 1 and 2. This one is totally two different movies that are kind of, I mean, they may have, all right, let's just get into
it. Let's talk a little bit about it. We decided we were going to watch these because I've never seen either one of these. And then I'd actually, in the process of watching Devil's Rejects, I realized I have seen Devil's
Rejects. You did watch that?
I thought I had watched House of a Thousand Corpses. I don't think I've watched House of a Thousand Corpses. I got that confused with Devil's Rejects. I've seen Devil's Rejects. What I didn't know that Devil's Rejects is a sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, kind of.
So it kind of sucks because I've seen Devil's Rejects at least twice now, and I've never watched House of a Thousand Corpses.
But there's two totally different families, though.
No, it's not.
The clown guy, whatever his name is, he's on both of them.
And so is Sherry Zombie, Moon Zombie.
Yeah, baby. But what about the
and
other
Otis,
guy?
And Otis.
Otis was I reckon I need to watch that one again. But yeah, we're going to do The Devil's Rejects and 31.
And his newer movie. This is a fairly newer movie, ain't it?
Yeah, just come out. Actually, not even a year ago. It just come out. Actually, I think it is.
You know, I got that bitch on Voodoo for like $6.99.
In theaters now, I think. But the thing is, he went to video on demand before he brought it to theaters. It's a new way that people are doing their movies.
Well, so it's in theaters right now, and I can go pay $12.95 for a ticket.
If it ain't in theaters, it just fucking stopped being.
But I just
in
paid $6.99, and I own it on Vudu.
Right.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, ain't it?
Not for him.
Yeah, because he said that he made his money back doing it that way. He made his money doing it that way, and he said it did not make sense when they were pitching that idea to him, but. And now it makes more sense to him. I listened to a podcast on The Nerdist, him and what's the guy's name?
That's why you pick these. You pick these movies. You've listened to a podcast of somebody else talking about.
Well, actually, I mean, Rob Zombie was on.
He was on it.
He was on it talking about. And if you listen to Rob Zombie talk, man, he does not seem crazy at all. He seems like a normal human being.
Right.
But apparently he has crazy-ass thoughts or crazy-ass dreams.
Well, who
dreams.
Said he was crazy?
I mean, just listen, just going by his fucking movies and how fucking gory and disturbing some of the parts are, you would think he is mentally ill, right?
Well, that along line with also his music, Rob Zombie.
Right.
And, you know, he was front man of White Zombie.
Yeah,
back before they broke
but
up.
It's more of a character he plays in his music.
Well, it's essentially that's what you're seeing. That you're seeing the craziness of what you thought was a character in his songs.
Exactly.
Played out into movie.
Yeah, but 31.
What makes you crazy is the fact that you think he's supposed to be a fucking like psychopath all the fucking time just because of the way he does stuff. He's still a normal dude.
31 was supposed to be like a mixture of all his ideas and all his other movies kind of combined.
What did you tell me that it reminded you of Running Man and something else?
I said that it was kind of in the same genre of...
You told me it was like a mix between Running Man and
That was before I had watched it. Now, that was when I heard him talking about him.
Well, I agree with the Running Man part. I definitely see the Running Man, where you got Running Man from.
And kind of surviving the game with Ice-T. That's where they were hunting him in the woods.
Well, that's still just Running Man.
Huh?
That's the Running Man was pretty much... They were all those... Was hunting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It damn sure reminds you of Running Man because it's a game show.
They have
show.
Their own little characters right. for each round.
And it's a game show pretty much in their eyes. Well, actually, Running Man was actually a game show, right?
Yeah.
It was televised and all that.
Right. Well, you know, that's really, that's a Stephen, I think it's Stephen King book.
But well, I reckon
the book
you could,
is completely different than the movie.
I reckon you could even put it in the category of like the Hunger Games or Maze Runner almost.
That's what I was thinking you had told me. It was like Running Man meets Hunger Games.
No, I said Surviving the Game.
Maybe it was Surviving the Game.
Chris Hardwick. He was on Chris Hardwick's podcast. And they actually mentioned that. And that's, but I told you that before I actually watched the movie.
Right, I said
that they said that it was a mixture of Running Man, and that's what Chris Hardwick thought
of. Well, I definitely feel the Running Man part. I can also really get the vibe of Devil's Rejects in 31. I could see the same.
The very beginning of 31 where he's like, I ain't no fucking clown. I love that fucking part,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that dude.
Fucking freaky Doomshead.
Doomhead. Most of the fucking people in this movie, in these movies, was not great actors. I mean,
they're not.
They're not really good actors. He was actually pretty good.
I think all these people are like his fucking friends and shit. You know what I mean?
And they are, and they're in a whole bunch. They're like in all of
these
movies.
Yeah,
or
they're
something.
They're in majority
Doomhead,
of these movies. Doomhead.
He impressed me at the beginning of 31 with the way he killed that priest.
Yes.
And just his emotion and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then at the very end, when he pulls up behind her in that car and he gets out, and I'm just like, and she just turns around. She's just like giving up. She's about to fall over. She can't just run. And he's just, and they don't show you what happens. You have to kind of put it together.
Well, that might be a sequel, man. Maybe she gets away.
No,
maybe
sequel.
She cuts his fucking arm off or something.
He needs to quit. Rob Zombie just needs to go fucking back and play some more music. I like his music. His movies, they're just...
I don't hate his movies.
They're just not great. I mean, they're nothing that makes me go, ooh, yeah, man, I really want to watch that.
This is my thing. His dialogue is a little off. I think that he could come up with better dialogue. Now, some of his dialogue is good. When they're being statistical and freaky, I think that's good. But when they're in their normal habitat and they're just... Like when he's fucking that girl and all at the beginning of Devil's Rejects, the clown guy.
The dream?
Right. Yeah. And when he's in his just regular habitat, some of the dialogue just seems a little off. But then when he's fucking being statistics crazy and like Doom, when it first comes on 31, Doomhead, that right there was an epic start to the movie, man. I really enjoyed the monologue and dialogue in that. But, let's start with Devil's Rejects. The guy Otis, is that not the guy who plays Helter Skelter?
Uh-uh.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
He sure fucking looks like him.
Yeah, I know for sure because
I looked him up.
Well, I went through all of them.
Okay.
And I looked because I wanted to see what all they've been in because some of them looked fairly familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And some didn't, like old Pops, whatever his name was. That guy that
started with an S.
But I don't know, but the old man.
We'll just call him the clown.
No, I'm talking about Pops, the guy in the RV.
Oh, yeah, that I know him from something.
Yeah, I mean, I immediately
went. It kind of reminds you of, like, Dennis Quaid or something, right?
No, not Dennis Quaid.
No?
Dennis Quaid, no.
I mean, like an older, maybe, version of Dennis Quaid? I don't know. He just kind of reminds me of the guy from...
Jeffrey Lewis is the guy.
Wasn't Dennis Quaid the one that played in Legion?
No.
Who was that?
Who was who?
The guy who played in Legion.
The main guy who played Michael?
No, the damn dad that worked at the damn diner. and had the mechanic shop. Luke's the guy who played in Fast and the Furious 4's dad.
Fast and the Furious 4's dad?
The Tokyo Drift's dad.
I'm trying to figure it out. I know the character you're talking
about. It was Dennis Quaid. Right?
I think you're right.
I think so.
But that ain't this
Well,
guy.
He kind of reminds me of Dennis Quaid in a way. From Legion in general. I mean, like that character, he kind of reminded me of that character.
I don't know. I don't really see that, but I mean, that's
just, all right. Well, this is.
I don't know anything he's been in, but
Devil,
I've seen him in
The
stuff.
Devil's Rejects starts out with this family they call the Firefly family.
Yeah, they got all kinds of aliases from. What was it from?
What are you talking about?
It was from a fucking author. They found out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were. Oh, the Marx Brothers.
Okay.
Like, they all had characters from the Marx Brothers skits.
Right.
That was their aliases they went by. Captain Spaulding was from it.
Did you not like the fucking shootout at the beginning of the movie? They fucking throw the goddamn metal masks on and.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. It was
pretty neat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then they the cop's fucking nuts, man. He's nuttier than the fucking people he's chasing, man.
Yeah.
And they captured the mom, Mother Firefly, or whatever the fuck her name
is. All right, that's something I was trying to figure out. Who was the big guy covered in all those lead plates that it took forever for them to shoot him down? And that's the one the mom run back for, and she was like, no.
I'm pretty sure that was either their brother or maybe the mother's brother or something, their uncle or something like that. I really ain't sure. I don't.
Because it wasn't the dude walking, the big dude that was walking and pulling the naked dead chick.
Right.
Because he seen the cop cars, and so he didn't go in.
Right, right.
And he's in it later.
Okay.
He's the one that breaks that cop's neck at the end.
Danny Trejo was in Devil's
and
Reject.
Diamond Dallas Page.
I didn't even recognize that.
His partner was from WCW, Diamond DDP.
Yeah, I know DDP.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that yoga. Yeah.
DDP yoga.
DDP yoga. But I don't know. It. I heard other people say that they kind of, the way he directed this, you know who's the bad guy, but you kind of root for the bad guy in this one. But I don't see it. Me, personally, I don't see it because they were kind of disturbing, and some of the rape factors that they do, that kind of makes me not say I'm on their side.
I know, she made that damn woman blow him in front of her husband.
Yeah, and then he pushes her off, and then he makes her tell him that I'm your devil, you're my devil and I'm your slut or whore.
Kisses all over.
Yeah, that was fucked up. And then when they're walking, as he's fixing to fucking make them dig their own fucking graves, he smells his gun and says, I think I still got some of your wife's pussy juice on my gun. That right there.
Hardcore now. It was.
I'm just thinking to myself, that goddamn Rob Zombie is fucking cynical. He is fucking. He's mentally ill for thinking of shit like this, man. It gave me a fucking Hills Have Eyes vibe. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to bring that up. There was a lot of movies that I seen him borrow from in this.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. Yes. It's even got the dude from Hills Have Eyes in it.
Oh, yeah. The chicken fucker.
Yeah, the guy who's with the black guy.
You just take that chicken and you snatch his head off, and then you turn that motherfucker around and you fuck the chicken, and he just go, wah, wah, wah. That motherfucking shit had me laughing now.
And how was he going, brah, 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 with his head cut off?
That shit was funny, to me.
But that dude, he's old now. I think he might be dead now.
Yeah.
But
didn't he also play in Weird Science?
Yeah, he was in Weird Science. Yeah. He was in the original. The Hills Have Eyes, the 1970s Wes Craven version.
Right, exactly. And he seems like he should have been in Mad Max.
I think he was. I think he was in like some of the original Mad Max, like Thunderdome or something.
That Weird Science shit, they reminded me of Mad Max folks up, right?
Yeah.
We should have mentioned that on our Weird Science episode. But Yeah, that guy plays in weird roles because he is just a weird-looking fucker, man.
He is. A weird-looking chicken fucker.
A weird-looking chicken fucker is what he is. Exactly. Yeah. What do you think about...
What I was saying, though, listen.
I'm listening.
He borrowed a lot from other movies. So now, when I'm watching this movie, like you said, one of the first ones that pops in my mind is The Hills Have Eyes. Then Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, damn, I had some others. But those two or three, and as we talk, I'll come up with more ideas of the ones, that, you know, as I remind myself. But, yeah, I mean, that was several movies you could tell he borrowed from and just kind of made a collaboration of. Because it all kind of fell in with that just crazy people who are just, like, on the edge crazy.
What do you think about Sherry Zombie? Was it Sherry Zombie?
Sherry Moon Zombie. I think she is a lot hotter after watching the movies than before watching the movies.
Really?
Yeah, because I've never watched a movie with her in it. And I do remember this movie now, but I watched it way long ago.
She's a little slutty now.
Yeah.
Like that.
So what I did notice was I didn't care for the way she looked like it because, you know, I checked them all the characters out on IMDb and all that. I didn't really like the way she looked, and I don't know. I didn't get a vibe off of her. But then after I watched the movies, yeah,
you like the slutty factor, huh? You just want her to walk up on you and grab your dick like she does on 31 to that old fucking geezer at the gas station.
Oh, that was Lucky Leo. That was awesome.
Is that his name, Lucky
Leo?
That's
his name in the... That's his character's name, Lucky Leo.
And he plays in some shit I've seen before.
Yeah.
What did he play in, if you can think of one right off the bat?
I can't think of one, but I've seen him. That's just like that guy we was talking about, the Pops guy that he took out and killed. I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff. I just can't think of anything.
And she's flirting with him on Devil's Rejects, and he's like, would you say that again? Would you? And he tells her that twice. Would you say that again? He wants to hear that shit, boy, because it's turning him on.
And then she was like, well, when we go back to your room, he's like, well, my wife's in my room.
Yeah, and then whenever they're in their room, that room, and she's talking about his wife, she's like, she's got a hot little set of titties on her. Yeah, she damn sure will turn you on a little bit.
There was a lot of sex rape.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
And she just kept saying it over and
over
again.
But
I'm saying that would have freaked me out if I was sitting on the receiving end of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those people are terrified. Right. That one dude, man, he straight turned into a pussy, man. First thing he did was throw up on his wife when they killed that one guy that was with him, the roadie. When they pulled him in and just shot him in the head, he threw up all over his naked wife. And then he just pussied out like crazy, which, I mean, I don't know. In that kind of situation, what would you do?
And then right before he killed him, he says, I am the fucking devil. You remember that?
Well, I know he started calling him hero after he tried to attack him. And I'm going to tell you what, he has lost his damn mind. That damn thing he had in his hand. I'd have killed that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He hit him one good time, knocked him to the ground.
Just keep fucking hitting
him. I'd have hit him again. I'd have hit him before he stopped rolling.
He just kicks him in the leg, and then that's it, and he's back up fucking him up.
Well, he hits him with it. He knocks him off.
He grabs his leg and pulls it or some shit.
Well, I think he jumps for the gun, and then the guy kicked his ass, and then I don't remember. I can't remember. But either way, he didn't. I'd have hit him. And as he spun around, I'd have hit him again. I mean, I hit him again. I'd have fucked him up.
What about the crazy-ass mama?
She's crazy.
All right, Sheriff! I can't remember what she said, man, but that was fucking crazy. That shit, the receiving end of that would be weird, but the fucking cop just beats her ass, like, slaps her around and shit, and she's like, give me more, Sheriff!
Yeah, she's all...
Yeah, licking her tongue at him and shit. Yeah. Fucking freaky bitch. They're all pretty fucking freaky, man.
She still looked like she was kind of doing all that when he stabbed her and was pulling up on the knife and slicing her up.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. She still kind of had that,
you know, like she was enjoying it a little too much.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. But he does hit her one time, bust her nose or something.
Oh, well, that's earlier. That's when all the other cops are there.
That's what I was.
Yeah, he comes back later and stabs her and kills her.
Right.
Because he loses his shit, man.
Yeah, that motherfucker's in the mirror talking to himself. Fucking.
And it wasn't until after he found out, because he didn't know that they killed his brother.
Right.
He found out that they killed his brother. She shows him pictures. And once they found out, he found out that they killed his brother. He went ape shit crazy.
Yeah,
I'm killing y'all.
She's like, let me show you this one. And she's like, he had the same last name as you do, Sheriff. And he found out that. That's when he hits her and shit, right?
So I'm thinking that dude was in House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He might have been. There was a fat guy that looked.
He was the cop. I don't know. I haven't seen that one. See, I didn't realize this was a sequel to that one, so.
Well, I will tell you right now, this one is better than House of a Thousand Corpses. I didn't really care for House of a Thousand Corpses. It was, I mean, which I like.
They kind of replay the entire movie, though, don't they, at the beginning?
When I originally.
Because they explain the
a little bit about
movie.
It, yeah. When I originally watched The Devil's Rejects, I thought it was a pretty good movie. Now, watching it again, it did not hold up as well. But that's mainly. Rob Zombie's not like. Maybe he's getting better, I think. I think 31 was good, but I don't think it had as good a story as The Devil's Rejects. But I think the directing and all was better on 31.
Well, we're going to get into 31, but you know what? I kind of agree with you in the sense that I like the characters on Devil's Rejects better than I like the characters on 31.
Right. Because you didn't get the only bad guy that you really got any kind of what's the word I'm looking for that you felt more involved with or whatever. I'm not the word ain't coming to me, but it's Doomhead. I mean, and Doomhead is badass, and I reckon that's because you got the beginning of it and you get to see how crazy he is, and then you find out that he's the baddest
would
ass
he not
killer.
Make a killer Joker.
I said that when I watched it. I
he
said
would
he
be
would
the
made,
perfect Joker. He, Scrooge Jared Leto.
He would probably be a good fucking Freddy Krueger too, because he reminded me a lot of that new Freddy Krueger.
Speaking of Freddy Krueger, did that brother who's was all walking like a giant, all humped over,
mm-hmm.
when he pulled his mask off, he looked like Freddy Krueger.
I don't remember. He did. But I'll tell you one of my favorite characters on 31, and it's the fucking midget Hitler. I fucking love that shit, man. Anytime you add a Nazi to a movie, I'm fucking in.
Especially if it's a midget.
Especially if it's a midget that ain't even fucking German. He's fucking Spanish.
Yeah, he is. And he's speaking Spanish
the
whole time.
He's speaking Spanish the entire time.
He's all hail Hitler.
Numero uno.
But then he's like, fucking puta.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him, the midget Hitler.
You know what would have made 31 better? If they would have brought in... I would say bring in the I don't know. You may disagree with me on this, but the people that they killed off in the van, those three, they should have brought them in.
Okay.
And let them have good, quick deaths at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then they also should have brought in more bad characters.
What do you think about them? Are we off the Devil's... Or are we just talking about both of them all together?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I love the fact that they make them eat their fucking friend.
They don't make them, they trick them.
They trick them into eating their friend, yeah. That was kind of cool.
Fucked up.
It was cool to add that to it. Because I got this weird... I got this weird thing about cannibalism. I want to try. I want to try a piece of human meat before I die, you know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah,
even if I have to cut my own fucking arm off and eat some of it.
Quick side note here. This book that I just got through, this audiobook I just got through listening to,
right.
This old zombie superhero thing, had a guy in it that he was on a boat. He escaped everything when it happened. And he, when his boat runs out of gas and he's just at the point where he's about to, you know, he runs across another boat. And he's like, it's the zombie apocalypse. So easy. You just wave them down. They come over and you just kill them. And if their boat's better, you just take their boat.
Right.
And he burns his boat. Burns it down and lets it sink and he takes their boat. He said, well, zombies are taking over the world. Everything's going to shit. You do things that you wouldn't normally do in normal society. I think I'm going to start my list. You know, what's that list that they always tell you that you write and you want to figure out, you want to be able to complete all these things? What's it called? Oh, yeah, my fuck it list.
Fuck it.
And one of the things he says on there, he was like, yeah, I even ate human flesh once. I tried it. I mean, I was like, well, hell, there's so many people that fuss about it. There's got to be something to it. He's like, yeah, so I fucked this chick. I found her on the boat, and I fucked her. And when I got done, I killed her, and I cooked up her arm. And he said, I tried it. And he said, I like the fact that I can say I tried it. But
that's right.
It wasn't really for me. He said it was just like eating fat. He was like, it's nothing but fat.
Well, since we're getting back to cannibalism, I want to mention that if I ever accidentally or kill somebody...
You're gonna get a part of them just to cook up and eat.
No, I'm gonna eat their whole body. That's the best way to get rid of the evidence. Just fucking eat them, man.
Hey, you know what? This is gonna turn into a good podcast because we're just getting into the mind of Rob Zombie.
That's right. I mean, why not, man? I would like to try their tongue because tongue is a good tender meat. I think it'd be pretty good. Throw that fucker on the grill, put a little bit of garlic and butter on that bitch, man. God almighty damn, tongue sounds good to me right now. It fascinates me, man. I mean, I love fucking Silence of the Lamb, and he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He just likes fucking what he likes, man. Some people like steak, some people like humans. Do not sharks eat other sharks. Do not fish eat other fish.
Yeah.
Do not chickens eat chicken nuggets.
You can, but I think it's been proven that it makes them go crazy.
No, it was on the social network if you don't remember our last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Chickens ate chicken nuggets. But, I don't know. I mean, it happens in other animal kingdoms. Why not? Let's try it, man. Monkeys, they eat the shit out of other monkeys. Some of them do. They rip them apart alive, and they don't kill them first. They start ripping out their fucking organs and eating them while they're alive, and they're just sitting there screaming to death while they're eating them.
That's called rabies.
What? No, it's not. They some monkeys feed on flesh, and some monkeys eat other monkeys. Wow. True story. Look it up on YouTube. You can watch a monkey eat a monkey alive.
No, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, they should have showed that on...
I can't believe I'm saying this, but let's get back into Rob
Zombie.
They should
have showed that on Planet of the Apes, monkeys eating monkeys. That would have been badass. Okay, let's get back to Rob Zombie.
And that's bad to say. Well, right. Our conversation is too disgusting. Let's get back to Rob Zombie's brain.
All right. No, we can do that. All right. We can do that. Yeah, could you tell how much older old Sherry Zombie got from Devil's Rejects to 31?
That was like 10 years, dude.
I know, but you can tell she's getting a little wrinkly in the face.
Yeah.
Did you, what was the other heads, the other clowns in 31?
Well, there was Sickhead. Sickhead? That was the little midget.
Was there a sledge head or something?
There
like
was
that?
Sex head and dead head, dead which was head. The guy and the chick. She was the chick from the beginning who come up around while they were pumping the
all right,
gas.
Well, who were the two chainsaw men? And that's why you got Texas Chainsaw Massacre out of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Psycho
head.
And schizo head.
Schizo head, that's right. Now, who were them fuckers that came with Doomhead at the end of it? And he's like, take the night off, boys. And then he starts beating his fucking face in with his fist.
That's how he gets the blood around his mouth.
I know. I like that shit, man. It was cynical, man. I really like some of the parts in this movie. But it's some of the dialogue that I didn't really like.
Right. The dialogue is kind of what brought it down for me.
Right. But
I like Doom.
You like gory fucking movies,
not
right?
Not as much as I used to. I used to really, when I was younger.
Back when it was Saw and Hostel.
Yeah, Hostel kind of made my stomach turn a little bit. Yeah, just because I knew that shit was really happening.
Drill bits going through ankles and shit like that.
Yeah, and like fucking Achilles heel getting cut and shooting up the leg. Chick's eye hanging out with blowtorch.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. Horrible. That's like, oh, man.
And then to all find out that it's a true story. I mean, that shit really happens in Amsterdam.
Yeah, but it was embellished.
Well, to an extent, but you know that the guy actually said he was writing. He was actually doing a documentary.
Documentary.
And he started getting, like, fucking death threats and shit.
So really?
He just stopped and just made a movie out of the concept. That's what I always heard. Oh, man. You know what?
What?
My tooth still hurts, and I'm ready for my root canal to be finished.
Okay, then.
Sorry, I just had to mention that.
Yeah, well, I can...
I keep tonguing my tooth, and I feel like I'm digging that down, filling out.
I can rip it on out if you want me to.
What, the whole tooth?
Yeah.
No, man.
Or the whole jawbone, and then I can eat the rest of the flesh around it.
No, but for real, it's my fucking front tooth, man. I don't want to lose that bitch. I'm going to pay to have that motherfucker fixed. Some of these back teeth can go, but, man, these front teeth.
Because then you'll be wanting them for Christmas, right?
All year round.
Two front teeth.
Well, it's just the one at the moment, but I got to pay to get it dealt with. Anyway.
What about when old clown on Devil's Rejects takes the fucking... takes the woman's car and he gets in with the woman. He's like, "Do you like clowns? Don't I make you fucking happy?" Or something.
That's
shit.
To the little boy.
Yeah.
He punches the mom and knocks
her
out.
Yeah, he punches the mom. What does he say?
Don't I make you laugh?
Don't I make you fucking happy? Or
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue semantics.
And he's fucking crying and get the fuck out. Yeah, he's fucking crazy. But we didn't mention, like, on 31, they're fucking, it's a damn, they take five people.
It's a game, yeah.
It's a game show.
Or, not a show, not
it's really.
Just a
it's
game.
Just for fucking rich millionaires, and that's how they like to gamble. They like to gamble with other people's lives. And they apparently...
They do it every Halloween.
Doom mentions that they pay a lot of money for what the fuck I do. You know what I mean? And he's the baddest motherfucker that comes.
Yeah, they called him on his... He was like, "I wasn't planning on working this year."
This year. So apparently he makes good fucking money.
Oh, yeah. He makes enough off that one year that he's...
And he tells that chick, "Get the fuck out of my house." He's fucking that chick.
The big old girl.
Nah.
She was huge, dude.
You're talking about the clown guy was fucking the big girl.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about... I'm talking
oh,
about...
Oh, I confused the movies.
Doomhead's fucking that. I reckon she's a whore or something.
Yeah.
But she's a good-looking woman, and he's like, "Get the fuck..." She's like...
She is a whore because...
Can I stay here?
She is a whore because she said... he said something about, "You're going to have to pay me." And she was like, "Are you calling me a whore?" And he's like, "Yeah, you're a fucking whore."
I calls him like I sees him.
Oh, that's Captain Spaulding, too.
It was, but I calls him like I sees him. Yeah.
And then he wakes up and is that big old fat girl.
That's right. And he pretty much gets on her ass all the whole entire time. But she had some big old knockers, didn't she?
That tends to happen.
Oh, it tends to happen when you're a fat fuck. Not always, man. Have you ever seen fat girls
with no tits?
With small tits? Not attractive.
No. Probably looks like a pear.
Especially with no tits and no ass and just a big ass belly. Man, you got to have one or the other. All right, let's get off of this, man, before we have feminists fucking us up. So you didn't like the movies.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I said they're not my favorite movies. They're not something I'd go back to. They were good for what they were. Honest to God, though, I mean, they just wasn't great movies. But, I mean, they were entertaining.
Were they better than Found?
Oh, fuck yes. And I would watch either one of these.
I mean, I actually like some of the story of Found. I wish they would have took some of the mom raping parts out and maybe the face.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Face fucking, eyeball fucking and shit.
Here's the thing. I personally didn't feel like, I don't feel like Rob Zombie really crosses the line as much as he just, he's just more like. He's right on top of the line.
Well, yeah, he's right there on top of the line.
But not even in a good way, because like a lot of the shit he does is, it's almost like crossing the line but satire, because it's not really hardcore. The concept is hardcore, but I don't know. He's got a lot of jokes with it and everything. With Found crossed that
line. No jokes at
all.
No,
Found just crossed that fucking line into a deep, dark, demented place that made me very uncomfortable.
Right.
And these movies,
Columbine-ish.
These movies don't make me uncomfortable. They don't make me squeamish. They just make... Actually, through most of it, I went, ooh, that had to hurt like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I was...
Could you not see at the end of Found... The boy wakes up and goes to school the next day and just shoots up the whole school.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely fucking see that. I could definitely see that.
Maybe even the dude that, the young kid that he tied up. I mean, maybe that's what he does when he fucking gets a little bit older. Because he's going to be fucked up in his lifetime.
Man, I don't know. That movie, I don't remember a lot of that movie. And the few things I do remember, I don't like. So, let's just...
You need to watch it again.
Fuck no. I will never watch that movie again. I have no needs.
Well, if you're fucking crazy and all, listen to our podcast and watch that movie, because you would love it.
I don't think it's on there anymore.
Okay. Well, it's on Patreon, right?
It's on Patreon.
That's right. Well, you can always go to Patreon and listen to it.
Sure.
For a couple bucks.
Yeah. All right.
You want to rate?
I think I just pretty much reviewed them. I did my review. Let me do my rating. I'm going to give Devil's Reject a 6.5. And I'm going to give 31 a 6.
Okay, you're not far from me then, because I was pretty close to that. I do want to say before we get off of it, the Lords of Salem... that he done, I hear that it is one of his more interesting movies.
Who did Lords of Salem?
Rob Zombie.
Okay. I seen that in some of the playlist of some of these same actors.
Right.
He uses a lot of the same actors. Captain Spaulding's in that.
Okay, that's cool. I ain't watched it. I haven't watched it, but I kind of want to watch it to see what they're talking about, how interesting it is. And I have no idea what it's about or nothing.
Right.
But, yeah, that, and then he also did the two Halloween movies.
Yeah, which I heard was pretty shitty.
I watched one of them, I know, but I don't remember much or anything, if anything, about it.
Well, he changes the story up. He uses the same main character, same main plot line, but he just changes the details. It's a reimagining.
Oh, okay, so it's supposed to be the original kind of?
Oh, yeah. It's got all the same characters.
Oh, I got you.
It's got all the same characters in it, but it's changed up. I mean, it's just completely different.
All right. Well, I'll give you my review and rating. Devil's, I mean, I pretty much have said it. Devil's Reject, I think, is a better story. And I think
better characters.
I can't say I can relate more to the characters, but I did like the characters better in it, and you have more time with certain characters, so you can, you know, follow them a little better. But, I liked Devil's Rejects, the story. I think some of the dialogue could have been better. Some of I like the monologue in it. So I'm going to rate it a 6.8. And 31, I like the idea of the plot of the movie. I really like the plot. But I think they could have went another way with it. But I really love the fucking Midget Hitler. I love Doomhead. The other killers didn't really stand out to me. enough for me to even mention them that much. I mean, I kind of like the fact that they had chainsaws in there. That was cool. I'm going to rate it a 6.5.
Okay. What about 31?
That was 31.
Oh, what was your rating for?
6.8.
Oh, 6.5 and 6.8.
That's it.
Gotcha. Is that you or me?
You just burped.
Okay, let me ask you a question just real quick before we move on. You said you don't like the dialogue, but you like the monologue.
Right.
What is the monologue?
I think it's, and this is just by, from, because I've never actually looked up the definition. I'm just going by.
I don't know, because I know what a monologue is, but I'm not sure.
All right, well, dialogue is like pretty much the script and how they give, you know, talk about it, things, right? Am I right about that?
Dialogue is the speech. It's, right. It's the actual audio. The
right,
talk.
Right. Them and the way that they... The way they say things and the...
That's dialect.
I think it's also dialogue.
The
too.
Dialogue is the speech.
The actual...
Talking.
Yes, the script.
Yeah, whatever's written on the script.
Right, the script is the dialogue. But it's also how they insinuate... I'm not insinuating. What the fuck is the word I'm
dialect.
Looking for?
Dialect. It's their dialect.
Okay.
The way that they express themselves when they say it.
Well, monologue, I think, is like the picture and the film and the scenery and all that shit. Am I right?
Nah.
No?
No, I'm pretty sure monologue is like...
Can we Google it real quick?
I think monologue is the narration.
Narration?
When a story is being told.
Really?
Like, the villain always wants to monologue when he's got the hero tied up.
Can I Google it real quick for our podcast listeners?
But then he gives the hero time to escape while he's doing his monologue. I'm pretty sure that's
what is dialogue?
Dialogue, conversation between two or more people as a feature of a book, play, or movie.
It's the conversation. It is it's not just the script, though. It's the way that they put out their fucking, the way they talk.
Okay,
and
well,
everything.
Ask Google what dialect is.
Dialect is like different ways of speaking in Spanish. There's a different Spanish speaking.
I want to hear what Google says about it.
What is dialect?
Language dialects frequently mentioned on the web include Mexican, Spanish, Puerto Rican, Spanish, Rio, Platin, Spanish, and others.
Like, Puerto Ricans speak Spanish, and Mexicans and Cubans speak Spanish, but each one of them has different dialects. Certain words mean different things. Like, puta means something totally different in Cuban than it does in Spanish or Mexico. I mean, that's what dialect is. I knew that already.
So what is...
What am I saying dialogue is?
English people don't have different dialects, too? People
yes, of course they do. They're just using Spanish for...
As a reference.
As a reference. But yes, of course they do.
That's what I'm saying. The dialect. Like, the way I talk high right now is the dialect.
I think that's dialogue. I think our conversation could...
Okay, well, I'm wrong about the dialect, but I'm right about the dialogue. Now look up what monologue is.
I'm not right about dialogue. I don't know about that. I think we're both right on the dialogue thing. What is monologue?
Monologue, a long speech by one actor in a play or movie, or as part of a theatrical or broadcast program.
Okay, so that's like Jesse Eisenberg in fucking...
The Social Network. Yes.
Yes.
Or Zombieland.
Yes.
When he's doing a narration.
Not necessarily a narration.
It ain't, but it's just one.
It's long speech by one actor or play or movie. It's when one person is sitting there talking about something for fucking, but it's not necessarily a narration.
So I'm wrong about that?
Yeah, in a way, but you were more right than me.
Can I repeat my last reference I said a few minutes ago before we started doing Google when I first said it in monologue?
Yes, ma'am.
I said when... I said, just like when you have a villain,
who's got a hero tied up, and then spends 10 minutes monologuing and gives the hero time to break out and capture him. That is a monologue. It's when one person...
Okay.
A monologue is monologue, me talking right now, and I...
Monologue, monologue, yeah, you talking right now, but monologue is pretty much what Doomhead was doing at the beginning.
Yes.
Okay.
Even when he was talking directly to the priest. Yes, that was
and
a monologue.
And dialogue is when...
Is what me and you were doing
is
right
when
now.
Otis was talking to the people he was trying to kill at the time, or make them dig their own graves. He was having a conversation. That's
right.
The dialogue in the movie. Okay, okay, I got you. All right, well, I like the...
Well, then you were right. A lot of the dialogue's not great, but the monologue in
I love
good.
The monologue, exactly. But you know what? I really meant
that... You get that point, brother.
Thank you. I need more points. But I do like some of the scenes, too, now.
Yeah, because it's like 600 to 5.
Yeah, because I got a bunch of fucking points.
I got like 600, you got like 5.
Yeah, but you threw
anyway,
at me when you said 600.
No,
and
I
you
said like 605.
And you got 5 points and I got 600 points, right? I got you.
Anyway.
I got you, brother.
Well, let me borrow some of your points.
Let me do this monologue real quick.
All right.
No, but yeah, I rated and reviewed mine. What would you like to start on first, brother?
Well,
you want to do a little social net, or no, I think we do our box office, budget box office first, maybe?
Yeah, let's do a little budget versus box office.
Tenfo.
Let's start with...
I'm glad we know what that shit means now. We don't sound stupid when we talk about it.
I know, right? There's a lot of times that I will be listen to a playback, and I'll use a big word, and I'll be like, whoa, let me go
what
back.
What does that mean?
No, did I play it right? Because I know... I feel like when I, especially when I get drunk, that I start using big words that sometimes aren't correct in the right,
right, indirect content.
But I do know what the word means. I just use it inappropriately.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna do some
budget box office. Did Devil's Rejects? I think it did make it to box office. Ridge X. You have S voice, right?
Yeah, but I don't use it. I use Google.
Well, let's tonight.
But I'm fixing to start using the Bixby when I get
since,
the...
Since we got about an hour on this episode and we have not did much tonight, let's do a rap battle between S voice and Google Talk.
Okay.
They both rap.
All right, we'll try it. Let's wrap this up. We may even put it at the end of this episode.
Yeah, let's do that. That's what I'm talking about, mate. My.
All right. So, what are we doing? Budget versus box office?
That's right. Did it make it to box office is the question, but I think it did.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did. Rob Zombie's got no money.
All right, well, let's do it. What did this movie spend, Big Lance?
Devil's Rejects, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say they put a good $30 million on this. That much? A little much? Maybe $20
million. $7
million. Damn, yeah. Low budgeted guy, huh?
What you think he spent?
You just said...
I mean, what do you think he made?
Shut
up, my bad.
Don't tell me to fucking shut up.
Shut up! Fool!
I think he made $16 million.
19.4.
What? That's what I'm talking about, being debtor.
The Devil's Reject was released on July 22nd, 2005 in 1,757 theaters and grossed $7.1 million.
Opening weekend?
Oh, shit, I shouldn't have read that part. I should have stopped. But yeah, $7.1 million on its opening weekend.
That's fine.
Recouping its roughly $7 million budget.
Damn.
So it, on its first weekend, it made its money back.
He was happy with that, I imagine.
It grossed $17 million in North America and $2.3 million internationally for a total of $19.4.
Damn it, boy.
All right. Well, let's do some... What was the other one? 31?
31. 31 or some shit.
Okay, so now let's go into 31.
All right.
What did this movie spend? 2016.
I believe he spent a little more money on this one, but not a lot more money because I don't see a whole lot of, there wasn't a lot of big, huge scenes or nothing. He rented like a fucking old warehouse or something. I'm gonna say I spent 12 mil.
1.5 million.
You're fucking shitting me.
Nope.
God damn, he made his money back. That, but he had to have given back end deals on that.
That's what it spent, 1.5 million.
But he's had to give back end deals on that. I mean, like, if it made so much, they got a percentage of the earnings.
Right, I follow you.
All these fella fuckers are his friends, and they know that the movie's going to make more than $1 million. They're going to get a cut out of what it makes. Okay, but see, he went straight to video on demand, and then he opened theatrically.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute, but what did he do in the box office?
I had to say he made 20, maybe not because it went straight to video on demand. Say he made 16, I'm going to stick with my 16 million that I said the first time on Devil's Reject.
850,000.
See, but for him to go straight on video on demand, he had to make a cut off of that through Amazon and Vudu and all these things that he sold it to.
Let's find out.
I bet he made some kind of pretty good cut. He said he made his money back. I know that. He said he made a good profit on it, from what I understand.
Wow. Released. Okay. 31 premiered at the 2016 Sundance Film Festival on July 23rd of 16. In March of 16, Saban Films announced that they had acquired distribution rights for 31 and that they would be giving it a limited theatrical release on September 16th of 2016. On September the 1st, they hosted a special premiere of 31 in cinemas across the United States. The event included world premieres of the Gore Horror music video, a one-on-one question and answer with Zombie, and a behind-the-scenes look. Don't talk about money, though.
Oh.
I was trying to see if it mentioned anything as far as it won an award. Fright Meter. And it got nominated for 3.
That's cool.
I don't know, man. I don't see any talk about what he made anywhere else. I got to say, based on what I'm reading, he lost money.
He didn't lose money. I know that because he mentioned that
he didn't lose money, but the facts that I have in front of me, which are, hey, take them with a grain of salt, it's Wikipedia, but still.
I think he's got enough followers that people bought the shit out of this on Vudu.
They may have.
And on, but I don't think when he sells it to Vudu, I don't know if he gets a cut out of each sale or if they just give
him a lump sum
like Netflix
to be able to run it for X amount.
That's how Netflix does. Netflix, they don't know how many people view it.
Right.
They don't have no idea, and that's the best way to do it, I think. They don't know how many people view it.
Oh, they know how many people view it.
Netflix knows.
Yeah.
But the people who fucking put their shit on Netflix has no idea if they're beating somebody else on ratings.
Right.
They have no idea. They just get a fucking lump sum, and then they're done with it. That's it.
And they get it for 1 year or whatever.
Believe it or not, Dave Chappelle just put his fucking, he's got a contract with him. $60 million contract with Netflix. Crazy shit right there. Adam Sandler, remember he had a contract with him? Not sure what his was, but I'm sure it was huge because he had to do 6 movies
for him.
And he's
not done. He's,
I know he's got one I just seen that's fixing to come out. Louis C.K., huge fucking Netflix deal. Huge. Bo Burnham, I mean, not Bo Burnham. Bill fucking.
Yeah, but Voodoo's different. Voodoo, you buy the movies.
And so maybe they get a percentage. Maybe they get a commission.
I would think royalties of some form.
Royalties, yeah. Maybe 50 cent on every purchase or some shit.
Because Voodoo pretty much has almost everything. So I don't think it's a matter of having to win you over. Because some of these movies and TV shows that you're talking about, Netflix, they have wars with Crackle and Amazon.
Exactly.
Because, and they may do this. The contract may be, we give you $60 million or $30 million, whatever, and we get to play your movie or movies for a year, and no other, Hulu don't get them.
This is totally off topic.
Crackle don't get them. Amazon don't get them. It's exclusive to Netflix and vice versa.
This is kind of totally off topic. And me and you may have.
Oh, we're off topic now.
It's fine, man. We're done with the movies. We're just kind of going through our games and shit.
Yeah.
But, totally off topic. But I reckon it has something to do with social net worth, but not nothing to do with the actor or nothing. Who's the richest man in the world?
I think it's been a battle, but I know Bill Gates is up there.
Who is the next richest man?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Nope.
I don't know.
Co-founder of Amazon.
Steve Jobs' clone? I ain't talking about.
I don't know his fucking name, but he's like, if you look him up, it shows a fucking picture of him on his motorcycle with a leather jacket and shit. He's a rich motherfucker.
I ain't talking about.
Him and Bill Gates go back and forth between who's the richest motherfucker in the world. Do you know what the richest motherfucker in the world owns? How much money he has? Bill Gates? 91.8 $91.8 billion. Almost $92 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
One percenters. Do you know there's a guy in Mexico that owns
the Four Comma Club?
Track phone?
Straight Talk.
Well, Straight Talk belongs to Track Phone.
Okay.
Track Phone is the parent company.
Yeah, I know. It's Cartel, dude. Yeah.
It is.
That's what you told me one time. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Straight Talk, Page Plus, Net 10. And he just acquired all those. He just bought Page Plus and Net 10 within the last.
So if he's got if he's got this business that makes him a billionaire, why is he not legit? Why is he a cartel now? Why does he smuggle drugs?
I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's the cartel. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe they got started, and maybe they're trying to go legit.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any proof of that. I think I just said that kind of half-assed as a joke. But, I mean, it's a rich dude in Mexico. It's a, you know.
The richest Mexican in the world.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Social net worth.
Social net worth. All right, well, your pick. You pick these, so I'm picking. Fuck, let's do Rob Zombie, man.
Of course.
What do you think Rob Zombie's worth?
I think he's rich as fuck, I'll tell you that.
Well, keep in mind, he's a musician, too, so.
I'm going to say Rob Zombie is worth. Rob Zombie.
Man, my chair just broke.
Your fat ass needs to lose some weight.
Rob, fuck you.
Little Rob Zombie is a millionaire. Multi-millionaire. I imagine that fucker got about $45 million.
Really?
Probably. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Cause he's like he's been a fucking rock and roller forever, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go more on the line of $5 million.
I think he's got a lot more than $5 million.
Well, let's find out. Rob Zombie's net worth.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Rob Zombie net worth. Rob Zombie is a musician, film director, screenwriter, and film producer who has a net worth of $40 million.
What?
Okay, I was wrong.
Don't I always win these things?
You do, man. You do. All right.
Do our plugs as an angry rapper.
Oh,
fuck, you racist fucker. You can't do it without being racist. Do it without being racist.
No, say do it without being stereotypical.
Oh, do it without being stereotypical.
I can't.
For cheesy, for needy, my needy cheesy.
That's not angry, though.
No, that's new, though.
No, you got to do Ice Cube.
Oh, Ice Cube. What? Goddamn my plugs. I don't know. Fuck the Ice Cube. How does he say things? What about when he found
look at my eyes. Does it look like I care? Okay, so check us out at thesmokershelter.com.
I want some of these fucking shrimp. I want a goddamn turkey leg. You don't remember when he found out that goddamn Jonah Hill fucked his daughter in 22 Jump Street?
I just remember. And he, I just and he remember, tears I just that remember cafeteria Channing Tatum going, ooh, you, and, oh.
You gave him daps for fucking your girl.
Yeah, wasn't that funny though?
That motherfucker tore the goddamn cafeteria up when his daughter brings him to meet Jonah Hill.
You know, it would be cool to kind of redo some of our old ones in our new style of podcasting.
Maybe.
Like something like 21 and 22 Jump Street, I could see doing.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, check us out, guys, at smokershelter.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter.
Smokershelter.com.
Twit us on Twitter.
Twit us on Twitter.
We're on Patreon. We're all over the place. PocketCastPodomatic.com. That's where we're at all over the place. Podomatic.com/TheSmokyShelter. You can find all our shit. Our Swiss Army man with over 5,000. No, I shouldn't say that. Over 500,000 downloads.
Billions. 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 That's right.
You know, I was going through some today. There's a lot of them that are at our limit, though, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like that limit where they were safe. Don't have to worry about being cut out. You remember the number I told you? There's a lot more than I thought that over that number now.
Swish. Ooh, thinking of swish. Since we're done with our plugs. Thinking of swish. Did you know Michael Jordan, in his career of playing basketball, he earned $95 million. Do you know just this year alone, he made over $100 million on his Jordan line and clothing line?
Probably.
Wow. Ain't that crazy?
That motherfucker is retired and banking more money now than he was then.
He is right at $1 billion for being a fucking fashion figure.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man.
Smacking his name on shit.
Smacking that ball around. Smacking that ass straight out the bottle. Fuck everybody. I'm balling, bitch.
Somebody should redo Backstreet Boys song and be like, fuck everybody.
Out the bottle.
Fuck everybody.
Straight out the bottle.
Stick your dick in everybody. Wash that dick tonight.
Even you, Lance Bass.
Was he with them? I think he was with one of them other ones.
He was with NSYNC.
Yeah. He was in sync with all them boys. They just didn't know he was.
Joey Fatone says on a podcast that he walks in on Lance Bass getting his dick sucked by a guy, and that was how he found.
I heard that on what say you?
That was how he found out Lance Bass was gay.
And he was just like, all right, dude. But he was like, we all kind of knew.
We all kind of knew, man. You could have just come to us and told us that you like getting your dick sucked by other dudes.
You could have just come to us and told us.
Cummed on us and told us. That was straight out the bottle there.
That was straight out the bottle. Oh, yeah, by the way, guys.
That's our new trademark.
That's our new trademark. Push it. I want to hear other
people. That's our slogan. Straight out the bottle.
I want to hear other people going, that's straight out the bottle.
Instead of saying off the hook, off the chain, off the wall, it's straight out the bottle.
That shit ain't lit, man. That shit straight out the bottle.
Straight out the bottle.
I like it. That's going to be our new thing. So, all right, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. One word to describe Rob Zombie's movies.
Pop, lock, and twist it.
Yeah, I could see a whole lot of breaking necks and twisting. Yeah, okay. I like that. Any last words, Big Lance?
That was my other slogan for Rice Krispies instead of Snap Crackle. Pop, lock, and twist. Yeah.
You got one word for Rob Zombie movies?
Always wash your hands. Okay, never. That'll come next. We accept Walkins. Oh, never mind. One word?
One word.
Just one word. Yeah. Then I'm going to say zombified.
I'm going to say cynical.
Cynical. Cynical.
All right, well, you want to ask me if I got any last words or not?
Do you? No, because I don't really need the last word. But do you have any last words? And then I'm gonna have some last words. But do you have any last words?
No. You go ahead. What's your last word?
What you got to ask for?
Any last words, Big Lance?
We do accept Walkins. Christopher Walkins.
Christopher Walkins.
But always wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom. Only you can prevent the zombie apocalypse.
All right, my last word was going to be...
You can't have a last word after mine, bitch. Oh. Only you can prevent zombie apocalypses. All right, you got another word?
I was just going to say, always make sure you wash all the blood off your hands.
Because only you can prevent zombie apocalypses.
Later.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these. I got big titties, too.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You have no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Well, I tell you what, let's do this. You do a Google rap, and I'll do a Google rap.
How about, I think it's probably going to do the same one.
Well, let's find out.
All right, we'll try it.
Okay.
Or we'll see if Google rap can out-rap Big Phil.
Oh, no, Big Phil can't rap.
All right, let's try this. Bust a rap.
I can search the web for you.
All right, my turn.
All right, good one.
Let me hear a rap.
Okay.
What's it doing?
It's pulling up different rap songs.
Hey, well, that counts as a point, right?
No.
No, we'll see what it plays. And if my song's better than yours, then...
That sucks.
Yo.
We ain't syndicated. Okay.
I'm a nigga with me. I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dance. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck the bitch with my hands up. Lil' Quay fuck the Zans up. Kind of hard to understand, duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch there, a bread truck. Got a big arm retarded. Call Uber for a spare truck.
All these call Uber for a spare truck.
All these niggas never ran up. Bitches trying to put the head on. Niggas trying to put the feds on. Niggas trying to take meds on.
Shit hard, boy.
For the players on. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down, air ball.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch. Hey, watch out, little bitch.
Hey, that's my favorite new rap song.
You getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad. You getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little hoe.
Watch out.
My partner still smoking on parole. They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a stove. I tell it to lie. Shit, I tell it to lie.
A smart stove.
Go to the dealership.
Cook my food, bitch.
Tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. You can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Maybe we just need to commentate music now. Ain't gotta try. I'm talking to a stove. I'm so high, my microwave's speaking.
Y'all don't mind watching my wrist. Told that little bitch I bad. Nigga, watch the assist.
Watch that little bitch.
You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the ceiling gone.
You know what it's like when the feeling's gone.
Turn the White House to the Terror Dome. I used to serve in the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch that little bitch.
What?
Watch that little bitch.
Ah.
Watch that little bitch.
Ah.
Watch that little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I get it rich.
You get it, man. You get it rich.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little
bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Hey, watch out, little bitch. You get it, man.
You get it, man.
Don't get it rich. You get it, man. Bitch, you get it rich. Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Straight out the bottle. Come if I want my auto. I got it title.
All right.
And I like that, dude. Who was that? Who was that?
Two Chainz.
Hey, Eminem just did a 2 Chainz record. I mean, a song with 2 Chainz. I like that. I won't deny it. I'm a straight auto. You don't want to fuck with me.
Oh, man.
Got the police chasing after me.
Oh,
that's a two-pop. Oh, you won't do nothing to a G. Let's get ready to rumble. All
right.